Welcome to 5 Unrealistic Expectations of Men That Keep Over 40 Women Perpetually Disappointed and Single. I'm Bobby Palmer. It's a great decision that you're here. I'm so glad that you're joining me tonight. Here's what we're going to be talking about today. So, of course, we're going to talk about the 5 things that you're expecting grown-up men to be and to do. And these things are messing up your love life. Quite honestly, they're messing up your love life. And then I want to talk about the biggest mistake that you're making right now that's keeping you from love and why it seems so hard to do this love thing, why it does seem so hard to find love at this time in life. There's actually a scientific reason, and I want to give you a little piece of that information tonight, and then we're going to have questions and additional resources, okay? So that's what we're going to do tonight. So I want to ask you, when you find your really special man, when you find that one, and remember, you only need one, how will that change your life? When you meet him, when you bring him into your life, how will it change your life to have him in your life? What will you see different? How would your life be different? What would it look like to you? In chat? Okay. Yeah, nice to have someone, yes, who really cares about you. If you can talk to and be with every day, day and day. I'm afraid it will change dramatically. Hey, when you pick the right man, Melinda, it does change dramatically, but it just changes for the better. And all that other good stuff you have stays the same. That's what's really great about it. It's all how you pick them. Compliment your life, not complicate. Love that. Yeah. Oh, share thoughts and feelings and hold hands. Holding hands. I know what it is about that, right? Yeah. Yeah, have a helpmate, not have to do everything alone. Ugh. Yeah, you know, I was 47 when I got married, and what a change to have a partner, a real partner. So I want you to put a price on it. When you think about what it means to you to have that partner, to have that person who cares about you, who is your helpmate, who touches you, who you feel. What's the price? What price would you put on having that? What is that, having that partner, having that love in your life worth to you? Priceless. Yeah, can't put a price on love. You can't put a price on love. It's really true. Yeah, priceless. I really agree. And I can tell you honestly, the years that I've spent with my husband, almost 11 now, are the happiest in my life. They're not perfect. They're the happiest in my life. There's the security, the feeling that somebody's there for you, that you can count on them. We're planning our retirement now and planning like where we're going to live and where we're going to travel and what we're going to do. There's no price. There's no amount of money that is worth having this in your life. Yeah. Not sure if it's worth your career. Something you have to think about. It shouldn't have to be worth your career, by the way. Just have to tell you that. It's all about the picking. I told you that I would let you know just a little bit about myself for those of you who don't know me yet. I spent 25 years in corporate America as a consultant, and I was an expert in adult education. So my role, what I love to do is help adults learn so they can improve their lives. During that time, about 30 years, I was single or I was on hiatus, right? So over this like 30 years, I'd date like crazy. It would really, really suck. And then I'd say, I can't stand it anymore. And then I'd quit and I'd go on hiatus. And then I'd get really lonely and I'd feel, you know, weird and wrong and needed, you know, why can't I do this? And then I'd go back and start the cycle over again. And then one day I really decided that that was it. I needed to have love in my life. I was about 45. I was sick of it. And I just knew that I needed to have the love of a man in my life, and I put a line in the sand, and I did what I needed to do, and I met and married Larry in 2006. We met that piece in between here is what I teach. I met and married Larry in 2006. We met online, and soon after I discovered my new passion for teaching, and that was I wanted to help women learn what I learned. I wanted to help you learn what brought me from being, you know, I had a great life single, okay? But what brought me from that to being in this amazing experience of having love. And ever since, I'm the happiest I've been, and I'm grateful. Grateful for him. I'm grateful for our life. And I'm really grateful for you. I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to do this with you. And to share this with you, to help you. And, of course, here's a picture of myself and Larry on our boat. We're leaving tomorrow to take a 3-day trip on it, and our little cat, Bella. So that's, like, what's going on here. How well do you think you understand single grown-up men? How well do you think you understand single grown-up men? So one is not at all. 10 is I know everything there is to know. I might as well be a man. And then there's the option of who? I don't know any single grown-up men. We've got between 4 and 6. Okay. So you all know, great, single grown-up men. Okay, just like 30 more seconds. That's right, no experts. Close. Awesome. Okay, good, great. So on average, between, 4 and 6, how well you know single grown-up men. Perfect. Thanks for that. It really does help. I think that it shows that there's not this real wealth of knowledge about who these guys are, how they think, how they feel. It's really important. It's a big part of my coaching, my help for you, is to educate you on these grown-up guys. And that's, obviously what we're going to do tonight. So thanks for that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and end the poll. Interesting. 4 and 6. Actually, that's not bad. Just look at that. Yeah. No experts. And you all know grown-up men, apparently. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So one thing so we have about an hour together, like I said. And during that time, I'm going to be giving you, again, just as much information as I can. And one thing you learned tonight may be all you need to learn. I mean, that may be it. It may be that one piece that's missing that's going to launch you to where you need to be in your love life. But if you feel like you still need more, that there's value in still learning more about yourself, about men, about what I'm teaching, then I want to give you the opportunity to be able to dig in and be able to learn more and experience more that will take you closer to that love that you really deserve. So towards the end of our time together, I'm going to share options for you that to help you take some powerful steps forward. Okay? I'm also going to be giving you a transcript of our training tonight when you stay with us. That should be really helpful because you could always refer back to it when you need it. Okay? All right. So let's talk about these expectations. Yeah? Let's talk about these expectations that are pushing away good grown-up men. And keep in mind I say good grown-up men because I'm going to tell you throughout this time what I mean by that, who these guys are. So number one, let's talk about what an expectation is. An expectation, the definition is a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. It will happen or it will happen in the future. That's an expectation, a strong belief. Some of these beliefs that you have are getting in your way. And a lot of the expectations that you have may have come from like the media, from common culture. They come from, you know, our youth, from our parents. You know, when your mom told you, like, make sure your husband makes more money than you, or dad said, you know, don't ever trust a man who fill in the blank, you know. There's all kinds of messages we get as we're growing up. So, yeah, some of these things, these expectations you learned a really long time ago, and you decided that these were things that you should expect a really long time ago. But some of them, you know, we sort of grab onto them because we think they keep us safe and they help us make the right decisions. But in fact, what some of these do are really doing the opposite. They're making you unhappy. They're keeping you single. And they're actually like pushing away the good men who you want to attract. So remember that you've changed over the years, right? Some of these things you've been believing since high school, you've changed over the years, and so have men, which is awesome. So let's look at expectation number one. I should feel wowed. And when I do, I'll know he's the right guy for me, right? I should feel wowed. And I know when I do, he's the right guy for me. Okay. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about what that means to you and where that comes from. I want to talk to you about what I call the wow me woman. The wow me woman is all about finding the man who knocks her socks off, right? She's convinced that the Holy Grail is this elusive, this chemistry thing, and that when she finds it, boom, like that's going to be the one. And without it, if she meets somebody and they don't have it, she hardly gives that guy any attention. It's just not, he could not even be on her radar. So, you know, maybe it is, you know, she wants him to make her laugh. She wants him to have charisma, like her thing is that, or it's charm, or the witty repartee and being able to have the conversation flow, or his intelligence. There's all kinds of things that wow different women. And the bottom line is, again, without that, if she doesn't have that feeling, then he's wrong for her. So this is an expectation that you place on men. Do you see? This is an expectation that, like, if you don't wow me, if I don't feel that Shazam, and like, it can't just be like a small little flame. It needs to be like, poof, like, you know, the one where you get home and you call me, you know, as your coach, and go, oh, I just met this great guy. If you don't feel that, then he's not worthy. Then he's not somebody that could be a good mate for you. You could probably imagine how a man dating
this woman.
Welcome
to
5 Unrealistic Expectations.
I want you to try
and imagine how
that
it feels
keep
for
over
him.
40 women
when you
perpetually
have to,
disappointed and single.
Like, I'm Bobby Palmer.
It's a great decision
song and
that
dance.
You're here. I'm so glad
when
that you're
here
tonight.
When you have to be something so specific in order to get the attention from someone that you're meeting for the first time, because that's usually all the chance you give them. And I don't think you really have to imagine it, because you've probably felt this way with men. You've probably felt this way with some of the men you've met, right? That they don't give you a chance. Right? They don't give you a chance. And a lot of women, and may not be you, but a lot of women, the wow me woman, like I'm talking about, that's her expectation. That's her expectation is, I need to have that chemistry. I need to have that Shazam on the first date, or he's not for me. Because this sort of broken or bent picker thing, it's keeping you from, not only is it keeping you from good men, it's making you choose the wrong men. Because the wow me part, the part that may wow you, whether, again, it's, you know, what he looks like, or his person, or his education, or, you know, intensity, or his charisma, none of that has real stuff to do with him making you a good mate, husband, life partner. That expectation that you have, it's pushing these men away because you're not giving them a chance to get to know you and for you to get to know him. And I know you don't like that when men do that. So that's expectation number one. And I hope you have a pen and paper, and I hope that you are taking some notes, because the idea of this is maybe that's not you, right? Somebody who said, that sounds like high school. I hope it's not me. It does sound like high school. That's exactly the point of these expectations. They go back way, way, way. They go, the rules, you know, they go way back, and we get stuck on them. So let's talk about expectation number two. Expectation number two is men want to chase, or you expect men to chase, right? Expectation number two is men should chase or men want to chase. That's a big thing, right? Men are men. They want to be men and they want to be able to chase. Well, let's talk about grown-up men, okay? Let's talk about grown-up men because, again, these are the men that you want to be with for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And when I talk about them, I'm talking about the men, you know, like my husbands, like the men that my clients meet all the time, talking about the men who are commitment-minded, who are steady, who are comfortable with who they are. They know what they want. They know how to get it, right? They've accomplished things in life. They're not chasing dreams necessarily, but they've done well in their life, and they're grounded, and they have a lot of life experience. This idea about chasing creates this expectation that you just kind of sit back and you can expect him to show interest and take the lead. And I'm talking about from the very beginning, especially this shows up a lot with online dating. So if you're online dating, and again, I met my husband online, it's the best way to meet a man. It's not the only way. It's the best way. If you're doing online dating, the way this shows up, ladies, is when you expect him on his very first email to like write you something of substance and ask you questions and definitely, you know, show up and show his interest. And remember, for instance, in this case, remember that he doesn't even know you. This guy doesn't even know you. He knows, you know, maybe a tiny percentage, tiny, tiny of who you are, maybe because of your profile, for instance. And so what happens is with this expectation that men want to chase, we kind of, again, sit back and expect them to do that and think he should be attentive to all your emails or, you know, if you're not doing online dating, he should be the one that approaches you at the grocery store. He should be the one that shows interest. He should be the one. Well, I want you to think about the men that you're meeting and wanting to meet. These are grown-up men. They're in their 50s, 60s, 70s even. These are men that when you think about the amount you've been, you feel that you've been rejected, multiply that by, I don't know, 50, 100. When you think about how much they've experienced rejection, how many times these men have experienced rejection. And even if they were once the guy that like chased after women, they probably were in their 20s and their 30s. Even if they were once that guy, most grown-up men, especially the confident, accomplished guys, they no longer see value in chasing as a hobby. They don't see value in chasing as a hobby. And the reason is because, number one, I hate to say it, but they generally don't have to. But even more than that, their hormones have mellowed. Men age, their testosterone goes down, our estrogen goes down. There's lots of studies about this and how it makes us more alike. This idea of him being the hunter, because that's where it comes from, him being the hunter, and it's also cultural, and him going after you, is not something that's at the top of the list for a man like the man that you want to meet. And he, again, is a man who knows how to get what he wants. And if he thinks that you're not interested, these guys have achieved a lot of success in their life. They don't waste their time on something they can't have. Probably just like you are. Hope you're not. So hard to get just doesn't do it with these men anymore. These grown-up men, playing hard to get, making them work so hard, not going to play. So I want to tell you what you need to do instead, because I'm not saying that you should be approaching them and asking them out and, you know, walking up and flirting with them. I'm not saying that. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to show interest, not take the lead, but I want you to show interest. That's what these men, that's what confident men who are done with the games would like from you. And here's what this looks like, showing interest. Really all it does is it's as simple as telling him that you really look forward to talking with him again. Like if you meet at a party or at a friend's house or something, look him in the eye and say, it was really nice talking to you. It'd be great. I look forward to talking to you again. Tell him you had a great time on your date and that you'd like to see him again. Don't just give the obligatory, I had a nice time. Everyone says that. Sincerely look him in the eye, smile, and say, I'd love to do it again. Compliment him. Receive from him. Anyone have challenge receiving? I'm not saying, and again, please hear what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're going to go after him. I'm not saying you need to go after men. I'm saying that you need to do some of the work. You can't expect him to do everything, and you need to do some of the work. And if you don't, then the good guys, the ones I believe are good guys, commitment-minded, they're looking for the real deal. They want connection. They want commitment. They want to really get to know you. You need to share in responsibility in the effort. Can't just sit back and be the princess. Can't just sit back and be the princess. Okay. So here's and by the way, it's kind of the rules kind of stuff, right? So the rules are out. The rules are out. Making him chase you, it like I said, turns off the wrong guy, the right guys, and they're not going to climb what I call your wall if I dare you. They're not going to climb your wall. They're not going to like dog and pony for you. They'll try to impress you, but if he doesn't get something back from you, then he'll find somebody that he can. And so just give them the opportunity to get to know you and give him some kindness back. I focus solely on older men. I'm helping you get to know men in their like 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond. And physiologically and culturally, just like you've changed throughout the years, these guys change as well. And so what I'm teaching you is very specific to where you are in your life. And I think where you are specifically in terms of who you want to meet and spend time with. So I'm sure you've all had the experience that a man's like gone after you like, you know, like crazy. And then once it happens, he disappears. Or it turns out that it's all about him and it's not about you at all, but he pursued you like crazy. That comes from ego. That comes from ego. Make sense? That's not the man you want to end up with. That's not your man. So let's talk about the third one. The third expectation is, if he listens and cares, he should know what makes you happy. If he listens and cares, he should know what makes you happy. This is one of the top complaints that men have about women, that we expect them to read our minds. I dated on and off online for years, and that used to be my test, you know. I dated totally for years, and that used to be my test. Like, if a guy really likes me, he's going to listen, and he's going to know what I want, and he's going to be able to make me happy. And that isn't true, because men can't read our minds. They just can't. We are that different in that area. And as hard as they try, they really cannot read our minds. And so what happens is, when a man asks you to tell him what you want, So like, for instance, like a first date. And he's like, well, where do you want to go? I have women tell me all the time how upsetting that is because it seems like they're being lazy and like they don't care. And the truth is, the vast majority of men that ask you what you want to do or where you want to go, they're asking because they want you to be happy. They want you to feel safe. They want you to feel comfortable. They're not, some do, but the vast majority, if your picker's good and you've seen this, you've chosen to date him because certain things you've seen in him that tell you he has some of your must-haves or potential to have your must-haves, which again is what I teach you in Fix Your Man Picker. If you see that and he asks what's going to make you happy, it's because he really wants to make you happy. He means it. So when he does ask that, thank him for asking. If it's not comfortable for you, you can give him a couple options and still like maybe have him make the decision of where you want to go, right? But if you want to give him a man who cares about you or who's just a good man, the most wonderful gift, tell him what will make you happy. And then let him do it. And really specifically, he shouldn't lose points because you told him. Do you know what I mean? Well, I had to tell him, so it doesn't really count. Yeah, it counts. It counts. And so this is the same kind of thing I'm talking about with not expecting a man to do all the work, not expecting a man to chase you and not give him anything back. This is about giving a man the gift of helping him make you happy, and your responsibility is expressing it. Is expressing what you want and what you need. And any man who cares about you is going to be so grateful. And when you do it with loving kindness and good timing and effective communication, then you're going to find this actually strengthens a good relationship. It keeps you dating. I've seen so many really potentially good relationships fail because we just expect him, I say we because I did it, to figure us out. So you have a responsibility to share with him what your wants and needs are. And if he's the right guy for you, he's not going to run away. He's going to thank you, and it's going to help your relationship move even further along. So no more expecting them to read your minds. Okay. Number four. Men don't want commitment. We expect unrealistic expectation. Number four is men don't want commitment. They just want sex. That's true of some men. But the thing is, again, I'm not talking about 20 and 30 year olds here. I'm talking about the men who have experienced life and like us have readjusted and have shifted, and some of their values have changed. If you expect this, if you have this belief that men don't want commitment and you expect they're just going to want sex from you, then it's kind of like you have a belief that all men are pigs and all men are sex fiends, and it's bound to affect how you show up with them. It's bound to affect your ability to trust them. And certainly the ego, the libido of a man can be really powerful, especially when they're younger. But for the most part, the men you're dating today have figured out that being with the wrong person is way worse than hanging out alone. So they want sex. Make no mistake, these guys want sex, but not so much as to play the games that they used to play just to land you in the sack. This idea about sex is physiological because of age. Their desire changes to a degree, but at the same point, when their testosterone lowers, not only does their desire shift, but their desire for connection and intimacy, I mean emotional intimacy, raises. And so what happens is when these guys get older, they're obviously more mature, and they will drop the, you know, the idea that whatever they have to do to get you in bed is what they're going to do. And I want you to know this from my experience personal of dating like forever, but, you know, in my 40s, and also from my experience of about 9 years watching other women and guiding other women as they've dated, you know, throughout the years, I can tell you that the vast majority of men that they've picked to meet and go out with and have a relationship with, the vast majority, like 90-something, wait. I have a client right now, Lisa. She's on her 7th date with a gentleman tonight. She lives in Johannesburg. She has a 7th date, and they have not been intimate, and they've had a conversation. I helped her with a grown-up conversation about how to explain and express to him what she needs in order to feel comfortable being intimate with him. And his response is, I'll wait. And I hear that over and over and over and over again with these grown-up men. And if that's not what you're experiencing, you're not meeting these guys. You're not picking these guys. And again, a little bit has to do with you communicating. Like Lisa, right, with, why can't I remember his name all of a sudden, Gordon, is having a conversation saying, I want to share this with you, and I'm really into you, I dig you, you're hot, I like sex, this is what I need in order to feel comfortable, and they will wait. So the expectation that all men are pigs and they just want sex and they don't want commitment, it's not true of grown-up men. It's not true of the vast majority of grown-up men. Okay? This is really important. The guys that are like this, the guys that come on and don't stop when you try to explain to them it's not working for you, then out. Right? Then he's not that guy. And the last expectation that's really unrealistic, ladies, is I expect a man to be able to talk about his feelings. I see this in online profiles a lot when the woman says, you know, I need a man who will be able to, you know, talk about anything and share feelings and blah, blah, blah. And for most men, that's like, oh, no. Men are raised not to talk about their feelings. It's perceived as a sign of weakness. It brings them ridicule and torment. And instead, they've really learned to keep quiet and just deal with it. And so, for men, after a lifetime of this silence, the whole spectrum, like, of human emotion sort of is oversimplified for them externally. I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. How was your day? It was good. And for them, it takes time to unlearn these tendencies. And I'm going to talk to you in just a few minutes about this unlearning thing. It's a big deal. It takes time for men to explore their emotions and express them. And you'll meet, I see my women that I work with, they meet men constantly that are there. They've done the work. They've learned how to be expressive. But it can't be an expectation. I don't think it's a fair expectation. And if you expect it right off and you expect you will be able to help them a little bit with it, that's where that perpetual disappointment and being single comes in. That's where that comes in. Because expecting that, it's not realistic and it's going to get in the way. So I'm going to give you a really quick tip right here. I'm going to give you a quick tip to help you teach and model so these men can start sharing their real selves with you. Even when you go on your first date, you can use this, and it'll literally change the way you start you start communicating and connecting with men. And when you get those good guys, those grown up guys, and you pick a good guy to go out with, you're going to see it. It's magic. Okay, here you go. Here's your tip. Write this down. Write this one word down. Because. Write this one word down, the word because. So what you're going to do is use this word to take you from fact to feeling. Remember, you know, I'm talking about like modeling this for these guys, because expecting them to be all expressive, not realistic. I'm still working on it with Larry. He's amazing. It's hard for him. It's hard for most men. So here's how because works. Let's say somebody says, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm an investment manager. Okay, that's like snore, right? And probably that's all you get. My tip is use the word because. I'm an investment manager, and I love it because I love my clients who are all nonprofits and social enterprises, and they're passionate, and they save the world. Do you see the difference? You're going from fact to feeling. Here's what I do. I'm an investment manager, snore, because that's not sexy. And I love it because of the people and because they're saving the world. And that little nugget that I call it says so much about you. I already, like Jan, I know so much about you just from that little piece. Right? Does that make sense? I just know just that much about you just from that little piece. That's how you use this word because to help men, to help get men's feelings out. And how does it work? Well, if you say that to him, if you say to a man, I'm an investment manager, what's he going to do back? But if you say what we just said, he's going to have to respond in some kind of way that tells you a little bit about who he is and his feelings and his emotions and whether that lands for him, right? That's a nugget. That's you using your nuggets, using the word because, to take you from fact to feeling, and model this for men, because when you have the expectation that he's just going to go right into his feelings, you're going to be perpetually disappointed. You're going to be perpetually disappointed. So you really want to think about real expectations. Like, I want you to have expectations of men. Please have expectations of men. They should be, I expect him to make me happy. I expect to feel a certain way. That's how I think of it. Let's talk about these rules, these expectations, right? These are tried and true. Held on to them for a really long time. And again, what's really important and what I hope I've helped you with, and I want you to raise your hand if so, is I want you to tell me, have you heard anything so far that's helped you to understand there is a difference between these guys that you dated in your 20s and 30s and even 40s and the guys that you that I'm talking about, these grown-up men, who are really the men that you want to meet, right? The men that you want to spend time with. Give me a hand raise, make sense, or a yes. Thank you. Do you feel differently? A little shift. So much more fun to date, yes. 51. Yeah, so much more fun to date 51 instead of 21 or 31. Hell yes. So what I want you to remember is when you're meeting or dating a guy with great partner potential, okay, when it's somebody that isn't, you know, maybe is not wowing you, but, you know, because hopefully you're going to really learn how to spot a man and get to know a man who shows this potential to make you happy. That's how it should always be with you. Whenever I start working with women, in any capacity, the first thing is, remember, this is all about your happiness. It's about you being happy and you making choices, because you're the picker. We are the picker. So Remember, when you're meeting or dating a guy with great partner potential, you should definitely have certain expectations of him. But I want you to nix these expectations.